It was a remarkable turnabout for Troy Wilson. The former Juneau police officer and SWAT commander likely appeared in court many times over his 17-year career on the witness stand, testifying for the prosecution, either in a patrol uniform or in plain clothes, a business suit, with a service weapon at his side and badge on his belt.
It's kind of ironic now that I sit up here, but I was concerned about my image, and I guess my pride got in the way, and arrogance that, you know, nothing, I didn't figure anything like this could ever happen to me. Even with the drinking, I would never have thought that I would be here.
He says that prevented him from asking for the help that he needed to avoid his most recent appearance on the witness stand on Thursday, this time as a defendant, dressed in prison-issued orange top and pants, sneakers, and hands temporarily uncuffed. Wilson was being sentenced for getting drunk and shooting at his colleagues from his home on Easter weekend last year. Most of the charges initially filed against him have been dismissed as part of a plea deal. Instead, he was expected to serve between 6 and 20 years in prison for the remaining assault, criminal mischief, and weapons misconduct charges. The first part of the sentencing hearing in Juneau Superior Court on Thursday focused not necessarily on the four-hour shooting incident on Black Wolf Way in Juneau, but what happened leading up to it. How did Troy Wilson lose control, and why did he lash out at his former colleagues, firing as many as 75 rounds at them in the dark?
Every time I heard a gunshot, I assumed he was dead.
That's Wilson's now former wife, Julie Fowler Wilson, describing the event as she sought refuge at a neighbor's house. Even before the shooting, she knew their 25-year marriage was falling apart. The son of an Echo Ranch Bible Camp employee, the young Troy Wilson, married his childhood and high school friend. They were both active in church youth groups even after he started as a Juneau police officer. He was almost let go as a rookie, but he rapidly rose to the rank of lieutenant in 11 years. He worked as a school resource officer and became supervisor of the special operations unit that included investigations and the department's SWAT team. Wilson took the stand for nearly 2 hours on Thursday, describing how he became depressed and how the simultaneous alcohol abuse allowed him to lose his inhibitions and act impulsively.
None of what I said today, or have said, or will say even as I get asked further questions, doesn't change anything that happened that night. It doesn't justify it, can't make it right. I don't want those to be excuses. They're just simply the experiences that I've had that have taken me down the path where I've made wrong choices, wrong decisions, and ultimately wrong actions.
One key incident may have occurred during his daughter's 12th birthday. Wilson was called in to supervise the serving of a search warrant. The resident escaped to the roof and shot himself as Wilson approached. Wilson then tried to return home to his daughter's party like nothing happened. That was followed only months later by his mother's terminal cancer diagnosis. Wilson became withdrawn and unable to solve his own problems and slowly began to drink more and more. He contemplated several forms of suicide but admitted that he lacked the courage to follow through. In 2008, he sent a distressing message to his colleague and then friend, Lieutenant Chris Sell. She and Captain Jerry Nan Curvis picked him up, served him a meal at Sell's house, talked to him and tried to get him to sober up. But Sell was quickly called back to the Wilson home after he and Julie started fighting. Wilson kicked Sell and placed a form of a debilitating neck hold on her. She had to hit back to free herself. Wilson was then hospitalized in the mental health unit and suspended for 2 weeks. Sell still hurts from that incident.
He did not apologize to me, and there was no remorse. The closest he came was to say, "I shouldn't have done it, but..." And then he railed in his anger about how the department was screwing him over by addressing this behavior.
Wilson went to counseling voluntarily, but he apparently thought his public image would be tarnished if he showed up at more AA meetings or sought treatment. He was eventually declared unfit for duty and placed on administrative leave. He signed up for alcohol aversion therapy, attended another treatment facility, then was hospitalized again after recalling sexual abuse by a family friend when he was young. Wilson planned to fight his termination at the Juneau Police Department, but he was eventually allowed to resign. Months before the shooting, he picked up a lower-paying state job in juvenile probation, but he also relapsed into alcohol abuse. This 911 call on the evening of April 7th, 2012 may have saved his life.
911, where is your emergency?
9200 Blackwell's Way.
9200 where?
Blackwell's Way.
What's going on?
Tori's suicidal. You guys have to get here, please.
Who is suicidal?
Tori.
Okay, and what's going on?
Oh, God. No, he's got a gun.
What, he's got the gun?
Tori, no, no.
What's he doing, ma'am?
Because of his excessive intoxication, Wilson says he remembers very little of what happened that night. But based on conversations with the crisis negotiator on the scene, Wilson still harbored plenty of misplaced anger at the department brass for the way he was treated. Wilson started his testimony on Thursday by apologizing for nearly 15 minutes to his former colleagues and their families, his wife and daughter, other people in the community that he let down, and the way the incident reflected on Juneau police and juvenile probation. Wilson says he still has a long way to go.
I don't know at this point where all of this is going to lead. You know, I don't know exactly what my future looks like. I'm optimistic. I know the direction that I want to head. I know the things that are important to me now. And I look forward to someday maybe when I can get back out into the community, because I still think I have things that I can offer in a positive way.
After hearing the testimony of Wilson's father and a psychiatrist who evaluated Wilson and the statements of two officers that Wilson shot at, Juneau Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg returned Friday and handed down a sentence of 25 years with 16 years suspended or 9 years to serve for all of the charges. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.